This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever visited a city or country where graven images proliferated? In 1981, I preached in a series of meetings in Southeast Asia. I preached in one meeting in Singapore and two in Malaysia. While sightseeing in northern Malaysia, I saw many idol temples and many idols. While visiting in Georgetown, Penang, Malaysia, I was taken by a famous snake temple. At certain times of the year, snakes come down to the temple from the hills surrounding Penang. I did not go into the snake temple, and not just because of my opposition to idolatry. Snakes and I just do not get along very well. I cannot imagine anyone's worshiping a serpent. It is one of the grossest forms of paganism. I did not talk with anyone in Malaysia about their worship of idols. But I strongly suspect that educated Malaysians would argue that they really are not worshiping the idols. The idols and images were their way of getting some kind of grasp on the invisible God. Looking at an image of a god or bowing before an idol gives some tangible form to people's beliefs about God. The only problem is, God specifically and emphatically forbade His people to make images or to bow before idols. These are God's own words to the Israelites. You shall not make any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them who hate me. Deuteronomy 5, 8, and 9. The churches and individuals who make images in our day make it very plain they are not worshiping the images. They use the images according to their own testimony to help them visualize the invisible. But that is precisely the reason the Lord forbade the making of images. We do not know what God looks like, so we must refrain from making any graven images. Those people who make graven images are guilty of idolatry. I honestly do not know how any truth can be plainer than that. So how do we explain modern men's rebellion against the simple teaching of God's book? God's restrictions regarding making images could hardly be plainer or more comprehensive. The people of God were not to make any images of anything in heaven or in earth or anything that is in the waters under the earth. God did not leave anything out. They were not to make images or to bow down and serve them. One of the reasons the Jews were not to worship idols is explained very simply. I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. In other words, God would not permit the honor and worship due Him to be given to another. Since He is God of heaven and earth, the source of all blessings, it would not make sense for Him to permit His children to worship an idol. Besides, God knew the damage idol worship would do to His people. He knew people tend to become like the God they worship. If they worship the Lord God of heaven and earth, they will become holy and righteous. The moral condition of ancient Palestine at the time Israel crossed the Jordan River to receive the law is a good commentary on the evil which accompanies idolatry. The Gentiles of Paul's day had become corrupt because they were worshiping the gods they had made with their own hands. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. My friends, we thank you for listening.